How do you deal with pickpockets on your event? Who could answer this question more effectively than a thief himself? Dominique Mézian knows the trade and explains how pickpockets do their business and how you can combat them. Hi, Dominique. Welcome to our studio.
Hi, Kevin.
I still have my wallet and my watch.
Yes, you do.
You're a professional thief.
Yeah. I work as a pickpocket entertainer at corporate events mostly.
Before we start in how we can prevent pickpocketers, maybe it's interesting you explain us how they work.
Yes, that's a good idea. Pickpockets on events mostly work in gangs. Mm-hmm. And each team member has a specific role. There is a blocker, and that's the person who blocks the path of the victim and who provides distraction. Mm-hmm. Then you have the cannon or the pickpocket who steals the wallet and who hands it immediately to a shade. That's the person who hides their wallet under the coat or in a newspaper or in a bag. And immediately after that, they split up and go into different directions. They disappear. Now, very crucial for pickpockets is misdirection. And a pickpocket entertainer can use whatever pretense. He can be a security agent or he can use magic. But a street or event pickpocket needs natural misdirection where there is a lot of bumping. Mm-hmm. And that's why they love large crowds and crowds where people are pressed together, like with bottlenecks, where they have to squeeze to get through an opening, through an entrance.
And can you recognize them?
Well, at first sight you can't, because they look like you and me. They're normal people. But you can recognize them by their tools and mostly by their behavior. Mm-hmm. With tools, I mean they need to hide their actions. That means mostly they have a long coat with them, or a newspaper, or a menu card, depending on the circumstances, or a bag.
But that can still be anyone.
Yeah. And that's why you have to look at the behavior of the people. Yeah. At events, most people are relaxed or having a good time or laughing, and pickpockets not. They're working. They're focused. They're scanning the crowd for a good target. And you can recognize them by that. And there are also very specific, or there is specific behavior at events. For instance, if you have a lineup for an entrance to get in, and someone seems never get through that entrance, yeah, then he's working the crowd, he's stealing.
Yeah.
Or if you have a shuttle bus that brings people to the event locations, their pickpockets often get on the bus at the front side. They work their way through the bus to the back. And at the next stop, as soon as they have hit the target, as they have stolen, they get off the bus and disappear.
And as an event organizer, what can you do?
Well, there it's very important that you first realize that as long as people don't pay attention to their stuff, then pickpockets will steal.
Okay.
That's why you first have to inform the people. You must work on prevention. And maybe the best way is to make them experience how they can, how easily they can get robbed. So you can hire a pickpocket entertainer who at the entrance as a security staff looks if there are no weapons. And in the meantime, he steals, he hands back the stuff and he gives some pieces of advice. And only then, when people are well informed, then it makes sense to take measures to prevent pickpocketing.
And inform them. What's the best way to do that?
Well, you can best send an email shortly before the event, 1 or 2 days before. Mm-hmm. And in that mail, you warn that there might be pickpockets. And you give some pieces of advice. You can also include video links with the most common techniques. Now, to describe each technique here, that would take far too much time. And that's why I made a special page where you find all the tips and pieces of advice.
Okay, we will put a link below the video.
Yeah. So that's what you best can do. Shortly before the event, send an email.
Yeah. So you informed your guests. Is there anything else you can do?
Yeah, you can use modern technology. Mm-hmm. And there are several ways to do so. Unfortunately, there are no event apps, as far as I know, that focus on security features. Mm-hmm. But some, like the one offered by Crowd Compass, can be used as such.
Okay.
And that's because they offer the possibility to use push messages and beacons. Mm-hmm. And beacons are smart devices that you can put on a door or on a wall. And using Bluetooth, those smart devices, those beacons, can determine the exact location of people and objects. Mm-hmm. And if you would combine that with a pro tag, that's something I will explain in a second, then you can even determine the exact position of stolen objects.
Okay.
That's something with the pro tag, that's an ID that's not realized for the moment. So there we must wait for an app builder who...
And what is a pro tag exactly?
Well, a pro tag, I will show you. I have one for my keys. Mm-hmm. A pro tag is a smart device that was devised to find back lost keys.
Okay.
But you can also use it to find back stolen items.
Yeah.
You attach it on your keys, you put it in the handbag at the bottom or in your wallet. And it works together with your smartphone. And it uses Bluetooth to communicate, and when they are separated at about 10 meters, then they both give away a signal.
Yeah.
Now, when a pickpocket has a wallet in his hands and it starts to buzz it or to give away a signal, he will immediately leave it. Yeah. He won't take the risk to get caught red-handed. So that's very practical. And if you feel immediately that you're robbed, you can also actively make the ProTag or the phone buzz, here with the button and here with the app.
And should you also ask your visitors to inform you whenever something happens? Because that can help
indeed,
to track
that's
people
a very
down.
Good idea. An idea that also is used by the police to prevent home theft. And that's to create WhatsApp security group.
Okay.
Yeah. And when you send email with the warning, you invite the people to join the group, and you insist on using it only for security alerts. Otherwise, they get lost between the messages. So only for security alerts. And you ask also that the victims, that they specify the date or the time and the location of the theft, the modus operandi, and if they recognize the thief, that they give a description.
Yeah, so you, so the organizer can act on it and the security people.
Yeah, yeah, and the victims too. That's the big advantage of WhatsApp. It's free and it works in both directions. What saves time.
But then they need to subscribe upfront to to the group, of course.
That's best, okay. But that doesn't take a lot of time.
Okay. You gave some tips on what we could do. Are the things we shouldn't do?
Yeah, you should avoid bottlenecks, as I said, but you can't always do that. If you have an escalator or if you...
Or an entrance. An entrance, even there.
Yeah. Sometimes if it's outside, okay, you can make the entrance larger. Yeah. You can, or make several rows. But indeed, sometimes you can't. If it's a building, the door is there and you can't do it. But then it's a good idea to place a security agent in uniform there. And that's to discourage the pickpockets. And in addition, you can also ask a volunteer or someone from the organization who's not too much like a bodybuilder.
Are they afraid from bodybuilders?
Pickpockets. Yeah, if you have a pickpocket, if you have a police agent, for instance, or a security agent, and he looks like a bodybuilder and he has the eyes of a hawk, then a pickpocket will leave him alone. He won't take the risk.
Okay.
But if you have a thin, fragile man or woman who has a wallet, plane of paper and a pro tag that sticks out of the hip pocket, he's an easy target. And if he goes in the crowd, he will be stolen normally. And then he can alert the security staff that helps with the intervention.
Yeah.
And then there is maybe one final tip that is very important that a lot of people do. Don't place warning signals on the location.
That's a strange tip.
Yeah.
I would think that would be a good thing.
No, because when people see a warning sign, they will feel where is their wallet.
Yeah.
And pickpockets stand there and then they signal to their other thieves, where is the wallet? And they know where to go.
Dominic, thank you very much for coming over to the studio.
It was my pleasure.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.